This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. Electronic payments through companies like PayPal are supposed to make it easier and safer to buy things online. But reporter Stan Alcorn found out that doesn't always translate when you're trying to make a purchase across borders.
On a strip of beach in Nicaragua, under a kind of thatched roof gazebo, is the Pie de Gigante Spanish School. The school gets website visitors from all over the world. But the school's founder, Juan Delgado, says they don't always become real-life visitors because the website can't actually take their money. He says the system's complicated in that you can only reserve classes by paying with a money order.
Western Union or cash.
Because Delgado can't afford to process credit cards, and his Nicaraguan bank doesn't work with digital payments like PayPal.
In most of Latin America today, the only way that you can take money out of your PayPal account is by having a U.S. bank account.
Arnoldo Reyes manages part of PayPal's Latin America business, and he says making payments to local bank accounts means integrating technology with local banks one at a time. That extra work means companies like PayPal tend to focus first on bigger, wealthier markets.
I mean, you can't take an Uber in Nicaragua, and you can't take an Uber in Costa Rica yet.
We're basically closed off.
Marcela Chamorro is an entrepreneur who tried to create a sort of Nicaraguan Ticketmaster.
I know a bunch of small business owners who wanted to sell online, who need to find like a cousin in California who can open a bank account for them and then sell through PayPal to this bank account, and then their aunt comes 3 months later and will bring the cash. It's really complicated.
It makes it harder for locals than for people like Chris James, a British expat who runs the hostel El Momento in Granada, Nicaragua. He has a local bank account for cash and credit cards and an American one for PayPal.
It's easier to have both, really, accounts here and out of the country as well. That's what I find, anyway.
The situation has been changing elsewhere in Latin America. In the last few years, PayPal has partnered with local banks in Peru, Chile, just this Monday, the Dominican Republic. But for Nicaragua, the company says while it's on the radar, it couldn't give any specific timeline. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.